Hi, thank you for calling Locals Plus. This is Nikki. How can I assist?
Hi, I was just calling because I had an interview scheduled for 12 my time, and I missed a call on accident.
Gotcha. Can you provide me the number that you're calling from?
It's going to be 575-840-4208.
Gotcha. I'm speaking with Henry right now.
Yes.
Okay, it was actually me and David who tried to call you earlier. So David's trying to
Okay.
reach out so he can introduce me to you as your client interview technician. So
Okay.
we're calling with regards to schedule a client interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
So I was gonna ask, because I'm working right now, would it be okay if I have, like, if I was on the phone and then I also have somebody else on the phone that's, like, in front of a computer?
Yeah, for I'm just gonna ask you questions. That would be okay, if that's okay with you.
Okay, so I don't need to be, like, in front of a computer or anything?
Yep, it's okay. You don't need to be in front of a computer. If there's anything that I'm gonna ask from you, like access, I can send you an email and you can check it later, if that works fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, I want to thank you, Henry, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with David. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got here,
Okay.
Henry, your business name is called H&N Repairs.
Yes.
And the address that I have on here, that's 2114 North Jason Avenue, Unit A, Lubbock, Texas, 79403.
Yes.
Okay, and is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I am insured.
Okay. You're insured, but you don't have a business license, right? So when you register your business
No.
in the state, it doesn't require any license.
No, I don't. It's
Okay.
that's part of that is an
All
insurance.
right. Yep, I'll note it here then. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with Belo Rocco rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay,
I
so
can
we can
share.
share.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, sounds good. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and later in the call, Henry, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 575-840-4208?
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to make
Thank
sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's going to be hnrepairs95@gmail.com.
Yes. Actually, I did have a question about the address. If I didn't, like, publicize my address, how would that pop up?
That's okay. We are actually going to optimize your Google Business Profile with the service keywords that you have, so we can still create your Google Business Profile without having your address. But these addresses will be needed when it comes to setting up your Google Business Profile, because Google needs an address to set up an account. But it will not be
Oh,
shown.
okay.
But it will not be shown if
Okay,
you
yeah.
want me to hide it.
Yeah, if we could hide it, no problem.
Gotcha. All right. I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you then. Let me just hide it here. Okay. And do you already have a business website?
I don't.
Okay. If you don't have a website yet, not Not a problem. We can launch a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead now, Henry, and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. Okay. And okay. I always suggest that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. But a good thing about your business name is it is already short. So let me go ahead and check it here. I hope H&N Repairs is available. Oh, yeah, hnrepairs.com or hnrepairs.net. What works best for you?
What were the options?
We can do hnrepairs.com as your domain name, or do you want to do hnrepairs.net?
Is it HN or HN?
HN, like your business name, HN.
Okay, yeah, we could do that, the HN Repairs.
Okay, just letter H and letter N, repairs.com.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so let's have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can have these domain name for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be creating a stunning website for you, Henry, I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the site that my team will create. And what colors do you want on your website?
What was that?
What colors do you want?
What colors?
Yes.
Like what phone numbers? Is that what you're asking?
What colors do you want on the website that we will create for you? Like, do you want to do like blue or red?
Probably like a black and gray with white. I don't know if that would be possible. Or is it just one color?
Yeah, it's okay. Black and gray and white, combination of three.
Yes.
Okay. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Garage door installations. Mm-hmm. Garage door installations.
Garage door installations.
Yes. Garage door repairs and motor installations. We'll do that.
Garage door repair and motor installations?
Yes.
Okay. That's garage door installations, garage door repairs, and motor installations. All right.
And the motor installation, can you put like motor installations / repairs also? Because we do repairs on those too.
Okay. And I'm going to separate that. Motor installations and motor repairs.
Yes.
All right, I'll just note it here. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
How would that work?
If you want to include some special offers, deals, or promotions, then we will put on your website if you do have like 10% discount for veterans or things like that.
Okay. We could do a 10% for veterans. We could do a 10% for veterans, and then we'll do like a 5% for like for like elders and stuff like that.
Like senior citizens?
Yes, the senior citizen discount. We do 5%.
Okay. All right. So let's do 10 for veterans and 5 for senior citizens. And let me see. Do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
So I have some, but it's on Angie's list. I don't know if we'll be able to get those off of there.
Okay. So you do have some Angie's. Let me go ahead and check if I can have the link.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. I think I was able to pull up your Angie's. And, you have reviews here that we can use? All right. And let me see. Let me just copy the link. And
okay.
Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
I could get some, let me see.
Okay. And would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos on your site?
Yeah, I could do that.
Sounds good. And would you like to enable online payments?
How would that work? Would I have to go through a certain place or...
Actually, to make this possible, Henry, we need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. And don't worry, we'll be sending you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you.
I need a business, what was that?
A business PayPal.
PayPal?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like me to send you an email for that so you can check later?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just note it here then that we will enable your online payments, and if ever there's any changes, let us know, okay?
Okay.
And also, would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
To go directly on our site, you said?
To book directly.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, chat, AI chat widget or blogs?
No.
Okay, we can skip it. If there's anything you want me to skip on our website, just let me know. And also,
okay.
Henry, are there any websites that you like? Like, have you checked any other's websites? Maybe we can use it as a reference, or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
No, I haven't really, no.
Okay, that's okay. Our team actually created a good website, and if ever you have any concerns or any revisions, just let us know.
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
No.
Okay, we can skip that. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
The only thing is we only do residential. I don't know if you would have to put that on there somewhere, but we only do residential doors.
Actually, I'm going to ask you if you do work with residential and commercial, but thank you for mentioning it right now. So you only do residential works?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let them know so that we will not be promoting you for commercial. All right.
And then if that were to change, would I be able to change that, like, later on, Chief?
Yes, of course. If you're open with some commercial works, and if you want to change it on the back end, and you also work with the commercial already, let us know then.
Okay.
Okay. So for now, you do focus this with residential.
Yes.
And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, Henry, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first?
I'd like to check it first.
Okay. So just note that here. All right. So now let us set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Henry. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay?
Okay.
So the number that they got, that would be 575-213-1192. Are you okay with this phone number?
Is that the number that they will call, or is that the number that will pop
yes.
up? Like,
this is the number that they will be calling, but all the calls just will go directly to your number that ends with 4208.
Okay, yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, well, anyways, after we end the call, Henry, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Alrighty.
Okay.
And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear when you're on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling H&N Repairs. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can have, you can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
And you said that would be 19 or 90?
Just $19 one-time fee.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
We'll do male.
Okay, let's do male. And yep, as I had mentioned earlier, if you do have any changes or if you want your own message to be recorded with only the $19 one-time fee, you can always ask for changes anytime, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And now, let me just go ahead and check it here. Oh, are you familiar with Google Workspace? Or have you heard of Google Workspace?
I've heard of it, but I don't like really know too much about it.
Okay, so Google Workspace, Henry, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you already have a domain name, the one that we just got earlier, the hnrepairs.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says henry@hnrepairs.com or info or office, that's hnrepairs.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, yep, we can skip that for now. And if ever you do change your mind and if you're interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just update it here. Okay. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with the ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide garage door repair services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably, like, any, just like garage door repairs. So, like, any repairs, really.
Okay, so let me help you with that. Let me just pull it up here. So you want it to be found first with the keyword garage door repair, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Henry. Let me know if you are okay with this keyword. And because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So I got it here. Let me just have the best keywords for you. Okay, so I got garage door repair, garage door installation, garage door replacement, garage door company, garage door contractor. We have residential garage door services, emergency garage door repair. We have garage door opener repair, garage door installation, garage door opener replacement, garage door spring repair, garage door spring replacement, garage door cable repair, garage door truck repair, garage door panel replacement. We have garage door sensor repair, garage door remote programming, and we have overhead garage door installation and sectional garage door installation. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, that was all of it.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that you also do motor installations and repairs, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and add it here. Is it going to be like motor repair?
So the motor, that's that, you had already mentioned it. It was the opener. That's just okay. Another word for it.
Gotcha. So, yep, that's actually what I'm going to clarify. So we're just going to skip the motor. We already have the opener, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over, Henry. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Just note it here. Okay. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
So really, what we like to do is, because we know a lot of companies, they charge a lot for this type of work. So we just kind of, we try to be reasonable with all of our customers, like price-wise.
So you do provide competitive prices, like affordable prices?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. That is a good start. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes, we do.
Okay, is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Locally owned, yes.
Gotcha. All right, we do have a good description to start. And do you have a mission statement?
What was that?
Do you have a mission statement?
Why? What do you mean by that?
Okay, I do prepare a few samples for you. Do you want to hear this? For example, I do have it here in my end. At H&N Repairs, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at H&N Repairs, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one that I got for you, Henry, is at H&N Repairs, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Can we use that last one?
Yes, of course. I did prepare this for you. So let's have this as your mission statement. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No, we don't.
Okay, so if you want to personalize your tagline or slogan, you can send it to us through email or text message, okay?
Okay.
All right. And how many years have you been in business?
Around 3.
Around 3. So you started this 2023 or 2022?
Yes. It was at the end of 2022, beginning of 2023.
Okay, and at 2022, I can only hear 2022. And how many years of experience do you have?
I didn't realize what you had asked. So the business, we barely started it last year. But then my experience, that's what I was talking about, end of 2022, beginning of 2023.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here. The business started last year, but you have around 3 to 4 years of experience?
Yes.
Okay, I'll note it here, around 4 years of experience. Sounds good. This is a good start. And how many people work with your company?
Two right now.
Got two here. And you only work with residential. Let me note it here. Okay. And I just want to confirm that I got here correct hours of operations, Henry. So it says from Monday through Friday, you do 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Saturdays and Sundays, you do 8 to 7. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Saturdays and Sundays, that's 8 to 7. And what types of payment do you accept?
So we do any car payments or any credit card payments. And then we also do, cash and checks.
Do cash and checks. You only do credit cards. You don't do debit?
Yes, we do debit.
Got
so
it.
We do any card.
Any card. Okay, we do debit, credit cards, cash and checks. You don't do any Zelle
yes.
or Venmo?
So we can do Zelle. I didn't know if you would add that. So we could do Cash App, Zelle, and Apple Pay also.
Gotcha. So you have Cash App, Zelle, and Apple Pay. Yep, I'm actually going to add those.
Okay.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Henry, we do have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blacklisting 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
What was the first one again?
Okay, so the first one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp.
Okay, and then what was the second one?
The second one is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, which we don't recommend.
Okay.
Do you want to go for the first one?
Yeah, I'll probably go with the first one.
Yep, because the second one actually opens you to a lot of spam calls, so I don't want to recommend that for you. But for transparency,
oh, okay.
I just let you know the choices.
Okay,
let's work with the first one. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here, Henry, that your business is located in Lubbock, Texas. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion, Henry, because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we can work on that?
I think so. What's the mileage on that, you know?
Actually, as long as it's under 2 hours driving distance, that would work. But for now, I really wanted to work with specific cities or zip codes because that is going to be very helpful with the optimization process, especially that we're still starting right now.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. Can you provide me specific cities or zip codes?
We could do Lubbock.
Okay.
Let me look real quick. We could do Lubbock, we could do Brownfield, Wolfworth, we could do Plainview.
Okay.
And then we'll do Loveland.
I think I missed one. I have here Lubbock, Brownfield, Plainview, and Loveland.
Okay, let me get one more. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I missed the other one that you mentioned earlier.
It was Wolfworth, but that's kind of right there part of Lubbock, so.
Okay, Wolfworth. Are we going to add this or no?
No, we'll do... we'll do Post.
Post. Okay.
Yes.
So we have Lubbock, Brownfield, Plainview, Loveland, and Post.
Yes.
All right. And do you know, Henry, if you have a Google Business Profile?
What was that?
Do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
No, I don't.
Okay. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research, and I didn't see any Google Business Profile under your business name, so that is nothing to worry. We can create a Google Business Profile for you. We will create and optimize it, okay? So for this, Henry, Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or credit card, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you'll verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
I do have a business card, but I don't, would I need one like right now on me?
That's okay. That's okay. So you do have the business card. That will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Henry, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, we can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
So with the video thing, what do you mean? Like, what am I going to be recording or what with that?
Okay, good question. So for the recording, our team will send you specific instructions. So this recording is going to be for the verification of your Google Business Profile. So most specifically, for this one, Henry, you will just do a video with the requirements that Google is asking from you. For example, the ones that we are sending, it will ask you for the location, because they will actually check the location that you are in, because Google will be asking for that, okay? But the one that we just discussed earlier, that we will be hiding your address, but they need the address to set up your account.
Okay.
Okay, so we sent you the email. To get your Google Business Profile verified, you will need some information to proceed further. So I think you received the email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, and I hope you'd be able to provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible: your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
So with the business registration, what would that have to be like? Because I had called about that, and they just said that if I have business, like if I have insurance, they said that I didn't need the business registration.
Okay, so when you register your business to the state, you were able to get the business registration, correct?
So I haven't, registered it to the state, so that's kind of what I was, that was my question on that, is if I would have to do that in order, to proceed with it.
Okay, good question. So for now, you can send the available requirements that you have, but you mentioned that you do have insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just send the available photos that you have. Anyways, we will be sending it to Google, and if they're asking for anything else, we will let you know.
Okay.
Okay. And also, Henry, one real feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
Okay, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right, and let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized. So you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes.
Okay, let's create Yelp here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because I tried to do it, but it was kind of confusing to me, and I just kind of left it. So I might have one, but I don't really have anything on it.
Okay, that's okay. It don't have to be an established Facebook business page for now. The thing is, you have created a Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, having a Facebook business page is a required first step for foundational support and digital marketing. And also, you do have your Facebook ads, so it is really needed. So now that you have a bare Facebook, that's okay. We will optimize it for you and help you with that. So your Facebook page was linked on your personal Facebook, correct?
What was that? Sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Was your Facebook business page created through your personal Facebook? I just want to make sure.
No, so it was a separate Facebook page, so I use like a different email and stuff like that. I use the HN Repairs 95. I don't know if that's what you're asking, but...
Okay. So when you created the Facebook business page, it wasn't created on your personal Facebook. So was it created like a business Facebook page, or is it like a personal Facebook?
Because the
Facebook business page needs to be created from a personal Facebook.
Okay. I probably did then, yes.
Okay. All right. So that's okay. If you have created it from, if you created a new account, and you can create a personal, a Facebook business page from there. That would be okay. All right.
Okay.
Since you do already have your Facebook business page, Henry, I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a link right now. I do understand if you will not be able to add us while having me on the call. But I do hope that you can check your email and please add us as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads on the correct timeline. Okay?
Yeah. Right now.
Okay, so I'm sending you the email right now. Let me see. To get your ads running. It will actually ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that was used in creating your Facebook business page, but we will not have any access to that personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. Okay?
Okay.
And while waiting for you to receive that, and if you have any errors or concerns, let me know, okay? Anyways, once you successfully add us as admin to your Facebook business page, I will receive here on my end a notification. Okay.
Okay.
And now let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Henry, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Probably get it created for me.
Okay, so we will have a creative team handle it for you. All right. But do you have some photos that you can send?
What was that?
But do you have some photos that you can send?
Yeah, what would I send it to?
Okay, so have you logged into your dashboard or not yet?
No, not yet.
Splash app. Okay. So you can actually upload photos on your local Splash app or through your dashboard, whichever is convenient for you. Or you can send it to us at support or photos at localsplash.com. But I think it would be more convenient if you upload it to your dashboard. Mm-hmm. You can upload anytime if you have new photos or local Splash app. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see.
And also, yep, you can upload photos anytime. If you can upload it now, that's all right.
Okay, let me see.
Okay. And also, Henry, just let me know if it'd be okay for me to continue asking you questions or if you would like me to walk you through with your Facebook business page.
So I just, logged in, but I logged in to my personal one. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that or not, or if I'm supposed to do...
Yes, you're actually doing it right. Is that for personal Facebook, the one that you use in creating the business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, so again, you don't have to worry. We will not have access to your personal account. We will only be working directly with a Facebook business page, because on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access.
Okay.
It says continue as your name. Connect to Facebook and then continue as your name, and it will ask you to choose the page.
Okay, let me see. Sorry, can I put you on hold real quick? I'm getting a phone call.
Okay, yep. Just take your time.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So I'm on this thing, and it says create a new business portfolio. Is that where I'm supposed to be right now, or? Because I logged into my Facebook, and it says you're logged in as Henry Madrid, whatever. And then it says no pages found, and it says to create one here.
Oh, okay, so that means to say that you actually didn't create the Facebook business page through that Facebook. So there's no existing Facebook business page from that.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I probably didn't create one because this is the only one, like, that I would create it through. This is my only Facebook page.
Would you like me to send you an email as a reminder for you to create your Facebook business page?
Okay.
Okay, so you can create a Facebook business page later, and you can get back to that link, or I can send you another email for the reminder, like, create your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
I really wanted you to be the one who creates your Facebook business page for you to have full access to your account. Okay?
And
yep, after done creating, just add a basic name. Just create a basic Facebook page. Just add a business name and a category and we will work with the rest. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And, add us as soon as possible once you're done creating your Facebook business page. And for now, let's talk about your Facebook ads. Okay, so you have Facebook ads included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, there's three lead response method. We have this form fill, calls, or Facebook Messenger. So what we actually highly recommend, Henry, is the form fill, because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with the form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls and Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Sorry, would you be able to repeat it just so I could, get all the details you were telling me?
Gotcha. So there's really a response method for the Facebook ads. You can only choose one, okay? So we have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So you will receive an email or notification. You will receive an email and SMS in real time with the information from clients. And the others are calls or Facebook Messenger. But if you would like to ask our recommendation, we actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill, Henry, gives you better tracking and it gives you better quality leads. And our Facebook team see the success, but most of our clients are running Facebook ad. I mean, form fill are having success other than the calls or Facebook Messenger.
Okay. Yeah, we could do the form fill.
Okay, so let's work with the form fill. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting started with $300 campaign to maximize results, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So will I still be on top of whenever people search up Garage Doors, will I still be on top, one of the first companies to pop up?
That is what we're going to work for. That is for your Google Business Profile, right? So we will try our best on optimization to help you on the first page.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if you don't have the Google Ads yet, we will optimize you to be on the first page.
Okay.
With the keywords that we are working. Okay. All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
We could do Monday or Wednesday around 1.
But if we have some urgent concerns, can we call you anytime?
Yes.
Okay. So we can call you anytime if we have urgent concerns, but the best time to reach you are Wednesdays?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you have a logo?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you do have a logo, please send it to us or upload them to your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right.
What would be... Mm-hmm. If I wanted to email it, what email would I send it to you? Or can I email it?
Yeah, you can email it to support@localsplash.com or photos@localsplash.com.
Okay, let me see real quick. Mm-hmm. Photos@localsplash.com.
Okay. So thank you so much for that. And now, Henry, you will see several important emails from us soon. Okay. So first, give your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier. So let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high quality, copyright safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online
sorry. I have to do something real quick. Can I? I'm going to go on mute for like a few minutes and then I'll be back. Is that all right?
Yep, it's okay. We're almost done actually anyway. But I can call you back in a few minutes, or would you like to call me back?
Okay. I can call you back.
Okay. All right then. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.